So Baruch Hashem, holding me here, learning about Eretz Yisrael. Oh, so it says, what Hashem pays, we know Hashem pays back everyone, measure to measure. Right? Midah k'day midah. So this, especially, we see it much quicker in Eretz Yisrael. Right? Like the Pasuk says, what does the Pasuk say? Eretz Hashem. Eretz Asher, Ene Hashem alikachaba. Right? The land, the Hashem's eyes are on it. Right? Mereshis Hashana v'ad Achrish Shana. The beginning of the year until the end of the year. Right? Which means we see especially quickly in Eretz Yisrael, a person does something wrong, right away they get punished. Because Hashem is, His presence is here and He's watching for Him more. So since He has more presence here, therefore He's also going to do Mida Keneged Mida much more. Also, in Yud-Tai, what does it say? Eretz Yisrael is the general, incorporates the Kedusha of all the Kedushas. And from there, a person can get out of Teva, he can get out of relying on nature. Once the person comes to Eretz Yisrael, there's more Kedusha here, they get more Emunah, and they stop relying on nature so much. And they start getting more clarity to know and to believe that everything's Hashgacha. Everything's Hashem's Hashgacha. Everything's working with Hashem's divine providence. And this is the general Kedusha, to know everything is Hashem. But through this, a person is going to come close to Hashem. Through this, that person is going to come close to Hashem and make themselves like Hashem. And then you could differentiate between the light and the dark. And then you could say Sipuri Maisias of Tzadikim. Because you know what's the stories of Tzadikim and what's the stories of other people. And then a person could purify his mind through these stories and make up Takas Latidim and get saved from all the Tzaras. So from Eretz Yisrael, get a lot of good things. One of them is we start realizing Hashem. We get much more Emunah in Hashem. And as Yisrael, we get much more Emunah in Hashem. Wow. And stop relying on Teva so much. Thank you, Hashem. So we're doing in Shemiras HaLashon, referring to Torah, the 8th parak. We're speaking about Torah, the 8th parak. It says, some people, they say, that what if they work so hard in teaching my children Torah? Maybe they're going to go to the army anyway. So, maybe if I teach him chokhmas now, I teach him how to work now, it'll be easier when he has to go to the army. But this is like someone who's forced to go on a boat. Right? He's forced to go on a boat. But he says, you know, I'm going to go on a boat so long, I can't buy food for so long. I'm not going to work on buying food. Right? And therefore, he doesn't even prepare food at all because he's afraid he's not going to have enough food. This person says, maybe my son gets to go to the army, so why should I teach him Torah now? But really, if you feed him a little bit, even if he can't eat later, I have to feed it from now. So saying, really, we have to look at the earlier generation and see how they had Mesiris Nefesh B'Torah and Mitzvahs, right? They had so many Xeris on them that they forced them, in order to learn Torah and to do Mitzvahs, they had Mesiris Nefesh. They're willing to kill themselves, basically. And they stay strong and they stay learning Torah. They kept learning Torah and learning the covenant of Hashem and learning Hashem's Torah, the creator of heaven and earth. They didn't even want to be transgressed one thing of the Rabbanan, one card from the Rabbanan. To us right now, Baruch Hashem, we're lucky. We have kingdoms who are nice to us. They let us learn Torah and mitzvahs. Right? They're not stopping us. So we for sure should try to learn Torah. Right? So even in our days, the kings, a lot of them believe in Hashem. And they give cover to the Torah. So it's just, there's just the Sahara who's trying to be sly and make a person remove him from the honor of learning the Torah, which is the honor of Melech Machalim Lachim. Kaddish Baruch Hu. So now Baruch Hashem, we're starting the Gemara again from Chesed Rabbi to the bottom of Amar Rabbi. Amar Rabbi, let's see the bottom of Chesed Rabbi. Rabbi said, Shachat Tzir Me'erev Yomtov. If someone shechted a bird on Erev Yomtov, Ein Mechasen Esav Yomtov. You're not allowed to cover over the blood on Yomtov. Why? Since you could have covered over the blood yesterday, we're not going to let you cover over the blood today. Right?
You could have done it yesterday.
Yeah, since you could have done it yesterday. Since you could have done it yesterday, therefore...
What if you could not have done it yesterday? Isn't
there any answer
to it, like,
neither?
Or not necessarily?
It could be what we want to do.
Let him do it.
I don't know. If your mamish couldn't, it could be what we want. Because... The whole thing is only if you couldn't do it yesterday. If you could have done it yesterday, we don't let you do it today. Unless you had a scenario you couldn't have, maybe we would let you.
Isn't there an issue to do it immediately? Or not necessarily?
of course there's machatir to do immediately. But he didn't. Something came up. It's Erev Yom Tov. He's busy.
Okay.
It's a separate mitzvah. Yeah. Fine. Well, let's try to stay focused on the Gemara. Let's try to read the Gemara. I'm around. Shachasir of Erev Yom Tov in Mechasin Esav Yom Tov. So to shech the bird on Erev Yom Tov, you cannot cover over the blood on Yom Tov. In Alas, you should have done it yesterday. However, comes Rabbi and says, different by your dough. Galgal Isim Erev Yom Tov. If someone rolled out the dough on Erev Yom Tov, right, and he didn't take a chal on Erev Yom Tov, over there we say, Mafresh Mimed Chalas of Yom Tov. Over there, we say you're allowed to take off chal on Yom Tov. Okay? It's different over here, even though maybe we should say maybe you should have done it yesterday. We let you, we're lenient that we let you take off the chal on Yom Tov.
What's the difference in the two cases? In one case, you can not do it. In the second case, you can't.
Rashi
said.
The
difference?
Rashi said.
The bottom Rashi said. Right, that's what we saw yesterday. The Rashi said, by Kisei Adam, even if we don't let you do Kisei Adam, like Hana was saying, it doesn't disturb the fact from eating your bird. Your bird is still kosher. Right? So it's not going to help you have more Simchas Yom Tov. However, in the case of challah, if we don't let you take off challah, you're not going to have Simchas Yom Tov. You're not going to be able to eat the challah. By the bird, if we don't let you do Kisei Adam, for strict, we don't let you do Kisei Adam, it's fine. You could still eat the bird. The bird is still kosher. Right? However, on the other hand, by dough, if we don't let you take off challah, you can't eat the challah. The difference will be more lenient on you. Could? That's what we'll see again at the bottom, Rashi, on Chasim Abid. Ein Mechasir Oseb Yom Tov. We don't let you cover it on Yom Tov. Why? The Hayla Lechasas Mav Oidyam, because you should have covered it up from yesterday, from when it was still day. So therefore, we don't let you do it today. The issue maybe, but now I'm not going to be able to eat that bird. No, I can. It's not taking away from Simchas Yom Tov if you don't let me do Kisiyana. We should have been doing Simchas Yom Tov Aleka. There's no problem that you're holding me back from Simchas Yom Tov. Why not? To be shubdal in chasita, just because you didn't cover over the blood, play mechzar tzipor, play missar. It's not going to make usher tzipor your bird la'achila from eating your bird. It's not going to make the bird usher fa'achila. So therefore, if we don't let you do it, it's not going to take away from the achila. However, what does the top Rashi say? He says without it. Gagal isam erev yom tov ma'afresh medical asa yom tov. So va'afal gav that's not, and even va'afal gav that's not l'kamon. Even though we taught it was right with the top Rashi now, va'afal gav that's not l'kamon. Even though it was taught in Mishnah later on, anyway mishum shvos. What does the Mishnah say later on? These are shvos. What's a shvos?
The Rabbanon.
These are the following cases that are asur midrabban. Ein magbiin. Truma Umaisers. You can't lift off, which means ain't like being Trumas Umaisers be Yom Tov. You can't take off Trumas and Maisers on Yom Tov. So Rashi has a question. I thought we just said, I thought the Mishnah later is going to teach us. You take it, you can't take Truma and Maisers, you can't separate them on Yom Tov. Vahar Nami, this also. Ketrumas Dagan Dami. It's similar to Trumas Dagan. Shahaya Yachala Hafrisha. Because you were able to. Me'erev Yom Tov. Just like Truma is Dagan, you should have separated an Erev Yom Tov, therefore we do not let you separate it today. Say here also, since you should have separated your Challah on Erev Yom Tov, the Rabbanan shouldn't let you do it today. So what are we saying? Does it clear the Rabbanan, if you could have separated yesterday, we don't let you separate it today. Correct? Because it looks like Tikkun. Right? So in our scenario, in your case of challah, you should in our scenario. In the case of challah, you should have. In the case of challah, you should have separated. Yeah. So what are we saying? Yes. What are we saying here? Even though we know, Lord Rashi, what's Rashi's question? How can I tell you to take off challah on Yom Tov? What's the question? The Mishnah says later on, you can't take off Jerusalem Mitzvahs on Yom Tov. So how are you letting me take off challah? Challah doesn't say. How can you take off challah on Yom Tov?
Because if you didn't, you couldn't.
Challah is a truma. Of course, challah is a truma. Challah is a type of truma.
They make an exception. Because if you don't, you can't have challah.
Oh, so we're going to get to that soon. But right now, we're in the case now. But what about in the case where you should have taken it off yesterday?
Kenny is.
Yeah, what's he saying? What's Rabbi saying? What's Rabbi saying? What's Rabbi Kalach? God is the Erev Yom Tov, Mashrim and Chal. You could separate the Chal on Yom. What's Rabbi's case?
Inside or outside, Eretz Yisrael.
Let's say he's in Chos Klaris. What's Rabbi's case? Galgal is Mer of Yom Tov, even though you did. Mafresh Chalos of Yom Tov, you're allowed to separate the Chal on Yom Tov. Is that Rabbi's case?
Yes. Yeah.
So why are you allowed to separate? Yeah. Rashi has a question. Why? I have a Mishnah later on. Says you can't separate. So what's the answer?
Because you're allowed to have hot bread on the Yom Tov.
So how's it how good? So you're allowed to have hot bread. So how does it make a mutter to have this bread, which is not hot bread? So how's it, what about this bread that's cold bread? You're right. You're allowed to...
Are you talking about somebody who rolled out the dough before the Yom Tov?
Yeah.
Or you're talking about somebody who rolls it out on the Yom Tov?
Before the Yom
Tov. Before the Yom Tov? Everybody agrees. At least Shmuel and his father agrees.
So but why?
He can't fix it.
What's Rabbi say? What's Rabbi's halacha?
He says you can.
You can. Why?
It's not in the category of Truma.
Well, of course it is. Chalas Truma. What do you mean by that? It's not in the category of Truma. In general or in this case is it? What do you mean it's not in the category of Truma?
So what is there? It's not...
What's the shot? Shot is, what does Rashi answer? Rashi has a question. We have a Mishnah later on that said you can't take off Trumas and Meisters on Yom Tov. So this case also, you should have taken it off yesterday. You're not allowed to take off Trumas and Meisters on Yom Tov, Rashi asked you. So what does Rashi answer? The fourth wide line of Rashi. Afilu Hachi is still an old mafresh. Rabbis tell you, you're allowed to separate. Why? She like Gazer al Trumas Isa. We never made it zero altogether on dough. She mutter legalgala be Yom Tov. Just because, behold, we see his mutter to roll it out on Yom Tov. First, they bake it, because they let off hashtam in order to make hot bread. So too, even if you have cold bread, we also allow you to take off challah on Yom Tov. That's Rashi's terrace. For sure, like Rashi said, next Rashi, we for sure let you bake hot bread. If you have hot bread, make it on Yom Tov. You can take off challah.
You made it on the Yom Tov, and some rolled it out, made it, baked it, of course. You have to.
Right. Aye, what about this? Xer Drabana should make Xero. Looks like you're fixed it. We say they don't make such a Xero. They don't make such a Xero over here. Why?
They don't want to ruin the Yom Tov.
No, I ruined them. The Torah tells you you're allowed to cook bread on Yom Tov, right?
Exactly, that's the point.
So what should Chazal do? They should come and tell you that no, you're not allowed to take off challah. Doesn't make sense.
If you couldn't take off challah, then you couldn't bake. You couldn't bake.
Right. Oh, you couldn't do well. You can't bake it. You can't eat the bread. So if we're in hot bread, we can't make an Israel to take off challah from this hot bread. Right? Now, the question is, how far does that extend? That heter, you're allowed to take off challah on Yom Tov. How far does it extend? Let's say I have a scenario where I baked the challah yesterday. We still allow me to take off challah?
No.
Depends if you, according to Rabbah, what does Rabbah hold?
Yes, you could.
Rabbah, you can. Because the heter extends. That's what Rashi's saying. Rabbah holds that heter that we gave you on hot bread, because Rabban had to let you take off challah on your hot bread, because the Torah let you. Okay. On Yom Tov, that heter extends, even if you baked it.
It's not
going to be hot. He doesn't care. The heter extends. It extends to a case of cold bread.
But it'll be fresh.
So even if it's not, it is.
It extends to the guy who rolled it out before the Yom Tov and finished it on the Yom Tov. That's what it extends. So he's saying, Rabbah's just saying, you're covered from the fact that you did it before Yom Tov. Even the fact that you do it on the Yom Tov and have fresh bread on the Yom Tov and roll it out and bake it and see it on the Yom Tov, if that's the case, even also, if you roll it out before the Yom Tov, it's permissible.
That's a Rabbah holds. That's Rabbah Shittah. That's a Rabbah holds. If you rail to go from Erev Yom Tov, you're allowed to separate the challah on Yom. That's Rabbah. Good. Comes Abu with the Shmuel. And he argues, what is Abu with the Shmuel? So what, we have Rabbah, yeah? Okay.
Rabbah holds. Right. Even if you made the dough on Erev Yom Tov, right, if you make the dough on Erev Yom Tov, halacha is, Rabbah holds, you're allowed to take off challah on Yom Tov, right? You can take challah. Why? How are you allowed to take off challah? You should have done it yesterday. Say, no. Once we gave you a heter to take off challah on the bread you baked today, you roll that today. We also gave you a heter on this challah, right? So he says, you're allowed to take challah. Why? Since, he said, right? Since you had take challah on bread roll today.
Yom Tov.
On Yom Tov. So too we let you also on Yom Tov. So too we let you take off even on the dough you did yesterday. Once the law made it has to take off challah, we don't care. That's Rab. Right?
That's Rab. Once we were matter to take off challah, we don't care when you rolled it out. But he rolled that today, yes. That's Rashi. That's what Rashi says. That's Shad and Rav. Comes up with Lewis Shaw, says, no. If you baked it today, that's when the Chazal gave the Heter. Because the Torah wants that fresh bread, so we're going to let you bake today. If you baked it yesterday, you should have taken yesterday. Too bad. We're back to our old Gzeros, just like all other Trumas. It looks like fixing. We don't want you doing it. That's up with the Shmuel Halt. Right? That's the lesson we want to second line. Who the Shmuel Halt? Afilu Galgal is the Me'erev Yamtev. Even if you rolled it on Erev Yamta, even if it was just yesterday, still ain't mafresh mimena chalasa biyamta. You are not allowed to separate chalasa yamta.
So you would agree that on yamta you're allowed to separate.
Yeah, for sure.
He's just saying that the hetter doesn't extend so far.
Correct. Suck Rashi. What does Rashi say? It's so good narrow line. Ain't mafresh mimena. The lo yitiru lahafresh chala. We didn't give a hetter to separate chala. Ella only, be'isa shediskagel b'yamta, on a dough that was rolled today. We'll give you a heter. The Torah wants you to eat half bread. Obviously, we want you to eat this bread, so you take off challah. Aval zu, but this means this bread, which was rolled out yesterday, ha'yiloy l'hafresh, you should have separated it. Me'erev yamta. Ketruma's dog and bread. It's just like the separating truma of grain and fruit. We expect you to do it yesterday. And Chazal told you to do that. He said, yeah, but I, but you can start telling you Simchas Yom Tov, this and that. Too bad. I don't care. You should have done it yesterday. Right? Take time card to the excuses and never put reason. You should have done it yesterday. So right there, we don't let, because we say you should have done it yesterday. Fine. That's a sheet of Abba Bo'ed Shmuel. So
we have Rabbi, we had a Bo'ed Shmuel, right? Father of Shmuel. Oh. So from Erev Yom Tov, right, can't take challah. So that heter is only for a case where I couldn't take off yesterday. They couldn't take off the challah today. There's no heter for you. It's just like all other truma and daven that we're very sorry you can't eat it today. But you should have taken it off yesterday. Chazal aren't pending for your laziness. As they say, you can't tell me, oh, you're taking away from my Simchas Yom Tov. I'm not taking away. You should have done it yesterday. That's why we're the Shmuel. Good. That's why Avil Gil Yisrael Yom Tov. Ain't Mavshmen Chalasa B'Yom. Come tomorrow and say, Lema, let us say, Pliga the Shmuel Adav with the Shmuel. Maybe Shmuel argues on his father. On the father of Shmuel? Why should they argue? So Amr Shmuel, because Shmuel says, Chalas, the Bach adds in, Chalas Truma B'chus La'ar. Chalas Truma in Chus La'ar. Arichal V'haylech. You could eat and go. Keep on eating the bread. But afterwards you could separate. Meaning what? Let's say a person forgot to take off challah in Chutz La'aretz. And it's Yom Tov already. What do you do now? Right? So he says, you're allowed to eat it. Eat the bread until the last piece. And then this, we'll see retroactively, this was the piece you were meant to separate for challah. He's working with Brera. That there is Brera will become clear to us later that this was the piece that he meant to separate for Chal. That's what you're allowed to do?
What was the word you said?
Brera. Mm-hmm. Yesh Brera means that you could, like, it's more from Baru. You clarify, Baru, not Baru, Baru, that it's clarified to me later that this was the piece that you meant to separate from the beginning. So even though usually you're not allowed to eat something until you separate the Trumas and Meisters, but if you have in mind to designate something at the end, you'll leave over a piece at the end. So kind of clear to us that this was the piece you meant to separate from the beginning. And therefore, in the case of a Durabana, you could do that. And in true with the rest, since Chal and Chutz La'aretz is Durabana, therefore you could do that, right? In Eretz Yisrael, you can't do such a thing, right? Because by Duraisa, we don't let you do this trick of retroactively. You can't say, I'll leave a piece at the end, and retroactively, you know this is what I meant to separate from the beginning. There's no such thing on a Duraisa. We only let you do that in a scenario of a Durabana. Since challah in Chutz La'aretz is Durabanan, since challah in Chutz La'aretz is Durabanan, Therefore, we let you separate it like this, leave it over in the end. So what's the Gemara's question now? So very nice. What do you see from the scenario? Fine, so we see. We got to take off Chal Chosfaritz. It's okay. You buy your Shabbos within Chosfaritz. And you feel, remember, you forgot to take off Chal. Fine, so you're allowed to eat your Chal. Leave a piece in the end. So why is the contradiction to Shmuel? Why is the Shmuel contradiction to Abu the Shmuel? So it was fun, very nice. What's the problem? Why is the Gemara saying this is Tanka? Why is the Gemara assuming Shmuel is arguing on Abu the Shmuel?
Because he just
did.
Why is the contradiction to his father? Yeah, what's the contradiction here? Why, wait, with the argument, where do you see the argument to his father?
He doesn't designate whether it's Hutzwarz or it's Israel.
Fine, let's say he's even in Chos, even in Chos-Laretz, he held it. It's true, he didn't say, but even in Chos-Laretz, he held the same thing.
Exactly.
So even in Chos-Laretz, Abu the Shmuel held, you're not allowed to take off on Yom Tov. Right? You're stuck. He says, if you forgot to take off yesterday, you're stuck. The Chari's arguing, Shmuel, because what's Shmuel telling me?
He said, there's a way out.
There's a way out. What's my way out?
Just leave a little piece
on. Leave a piece on my hand. You have a way out. Leave a piece on my hand. So, according to Abu the Shmuel, you can't eat this challah. Put it in the freezer and take off after Yom Tov, eat it next Shabbos. Right? According to Shmuel, I have a simple way out. Leave it over. Leave over the piece of the end. Retroactively, they'll say, this is your challah. It's fine. So eat the whole challah until the end. So what's the problem?
That's the only place he disagrees with his father. He knows the woman is saying she's done everything across the board, except that's what they disagree with.
No, the Gemara is just trying to clarify. Do you mean the Gemara is saying, let us say? The Gemara thought it would be a statement. According to this, the Gemara is saying, it seems to be. They're arguing with each other.
That's the argument. Is the Yom Tov, they're arguing on the Yom Tov, chutzpah oris on the Yom Tov, the bread that was prefixed on the Yom Tov.
Yeah, it just seems like they're arguing, yeah. Oh, so why is the lame of Yishma on the Buddha Shma? Yeah. Let's see Rashi. Why is this theory? Why is Abu the Shmuel the contradiction of Shmuel? Chalas Chuma. Chalas Chuma Chosla Arts. Let's see Rashi. Chala is Turtum. I don't know what that's supposed to mean, Turtum in French. But Chala Shemirimin Min Ha'isa Shuma Chosla Arts. Chala, that Shemirimin Min Ha'isa Shuma Chosla Arts. That you take off from the Doa Chosla Arts. Hail, since the Enam in that Torah, it's not from the Torah. Because the Kaimalam and Kedushin, like was established us in Kedushin, in the Gemara Kedushin. That when do you say it's deraisa? Only kol mitzvah hataluya beperus hagdela ba'aret. Every mitzvah which is dependent on the fruits growing in Eretz Yisrael. In a noheg, we're not accustomed, we don't keep this. El ba'aret is only in Eretz Yisrael. So which means we see in that Gemara, the only something that grows in Eretz Yisrael has chuvus and maisus of the mitzvah deraisa of Eretz Yisrael. So chala in chos la'aret. You take up chala, not from the Torah. Must be it's midrabanan, right? Must be it's midrabanan. Then what do we hold over there? What is Shmuel hold? Oichel v'hoilch. You could eat kol ha'pas. You could eat the entire bread, right? Keep on eating, right? Let's say it's Yom Tov v'tesudi. Remember, oh, we didn't take off challah. You keep on eating the entire bread. Umeshayer and leave over kedei challah. Leave over the amount like that you need to take off challah. Umafrisha and separate b'achorin and separate it less. Leave it less. Amma, what do we see? Hafrashasa, it's separating. Shalom l'tzaruchi, there's no need for it. Because you don't have to separate it in Chos La'aretz. V'lo yav hafrasha, it's not considered a hafrasha. V'amma hafrash miyadu, therefore someone who separates out a Yom Tov, in a kemisakin, it's not like you're fixing up. The listar, that should become asr, sha'ar hagbaz truma. Like other cases where you lift the truma. The gadur abana, that the rabbana make a gzero, it looks like Mesakin. And here there's no reason to make it zero. So what's Rashi saying? What's the Gemara's question?
Why did they make it zero on it? For who's for it?
There's actually why they didn't make it zero.
What's the word?
Why does it say the following? That unless you separate it, this is what it says. Shmuel, what happened? Abu the Shmuel said you're not allowed to separate. Abu the Shmuel told you you're not allowed to separate. Correct? You can't take off on Yom. Come to me, I said, what do you mean? Shmuel gives me an option. He tells me leave it over for the end. So what's Rashi say the question is? So therefore, since I have an option to leave it over at the end, that's how you separate challah. Even if you separate it in the beginning, it's still not nerukah misakin. That's what Rashi says. Rashi makes more comment. Rashi says, even if you separate it in the beginning, it's still not, it doesn't look like you're fixing something.
Because you're in
chosar. Because you're in chosar. And you're technically, the way you could just leave it over in the end.
So Rashi's question is, it looks like it's fixed if you take it off in the beginning.
Well, it doesn't.
It doesn't. Because
no, his question.
What do you mean, the Gemara's community? The Gemara's question?
No, which Rashi's question.
Rashi doesn't have a question.
But, he always has questions.
I think you can always break down the Rashi into a question and an answer.
Okay, it could be he's defining something.
I say every Rashi could understand. Something's bothering him. So he's explaining. Right? He's always. But what do you mean, Rashi's question? Rashi. So in Rashi, Rashi's saying that since. That's, let's see Rashi again. Let's see it's a little hot Rashi. Let's see Rashi inside. You could eat the entire bread. Umashayr and leave over kadei chal, the amount for chal. Umafrisha and separate bachrein in the end. So since you could do that in chos la'aretz, Alma, we see. Hafarashasa, you're separating it, the separating of it. Shaloi l'tarichi. It was not for a need. You didn't need to separate it. And therefore, v'loi havia, it was not hafrasha. It wasn't considered, we're not going to view it as a hafrasha. We're not going to view it as if you were actually separating something. Because anyway, it's all the same thing. You could just leave over a piece at the end. So it's not like you're separating and making a tikkun now. But even without your separating, you could eat. The Amavrish Ben, there was someone who separates any of them. Enika Misakin, you're not Misakin. It's not, it doesn't look like Misakin. The list are that we should make it Aser. Kusha'ar Hagba is Chuma. Like other times when you lift off Chuma. The Gazubar Abana, the Rabana made it Xero. The Pnevi Kosh and Nirukim Sakin, it looks like Misakin. Here it doesn't look like you're fixing anything. Because I could eat the same chal the same way. Whether I separate it first or not, I could eat the chal, right? Usually what happens? Usually I can't eat these fruits, right? So by me taking off truma, it looks like I fixed it, now you're allowed to eat it, right? In the challah, anyway you could have eaten it the whole time.
So why does the father sponsor it?
So the Gemara sounds like, the Gemara seems like he's arguing on Shmuel. It seems like the Gemara understands he's going to argue the whole thing of Yesh Brira. He holds you can't leave it over and take it off at the end. If you're making an issue, you tell me you can't take it off on Yom Tov. If you hold like Shmuel, wait till the end. Take it off at the end. And even if you took it off in the beginning, you didn't do any misakin. It wasn't like this food is unedible and you just matered it. Right? Usually by Trumas and Maestros, this food is unedible. And when you separate the Truma, you just made it edible. Right? So you just look like you fixed something. By challah, even if you take off the piece of challah, you didn't fix it. It's not like it was usher, now you just fixed it, you made it mutter.
It's not
fixed because it's not looks like you don't look like you're fixing anything. It was mutter the whole time. Because you could have eaten it and leave the piece to the end. So if Abu the Shmuel didn't let you do this, it's not like he doesn't let you leave the piece over till the end.
So Shmuel's father's not holding you well like this?
He's saying what? There is a gezeira with chutz la'aretz? Yeah. He says, because it sounds like he doesn't let you take off at the end. He holds there is a gezeira with chutz la'aretz. Which means it does look like you're fixing, because why? Because this bread, until you take off challah, is aser. You have to take off first. This bread is aser.
You mean take off first, you mean take off before
you eat it.
If you roll it out, it doesn't matter if you roll it out before the Yom Tov or on the Yom Tov. You would have to take it. You can't fix it by the end.
We're talking about a case where before Yom Tov, on Yom Tov, we said, yeah, it's mutter. It's no gzera der rabbanan. So because you made it before, you rolled it the before Yom Tov. You rolled it the before Yom Tov.
Erev Yom Tov, Shmuel's father is worried about this. Looks like.
Put it on Erev. You didn't take it off Erev
Yom Tov. You didn't.
You rolled it off.
That's what he's worried. So he usses it on Erev Yom
Tov. On Yom Tov.
Erev Yom Tov, he usses it.
What are you on Erev Yom Tov?
Erev Yom Tov, if you have the dough on Erev Yom Tov, then you want it separated on Yom Tov.
Yeah, fine. You want it separated on
Yom Tov. Not in the case of Yom Tov, the case of Erev.
Yeah, we're not in the case of Yom Tov. The case of Yom Tov is a question.
So, now, in the case of Erev Yom Tov, Shmuel's father is ushering it because of a gezerah.
It looks like you're fixing.
Yeah. Even though in chutz la'aretz we don't hold by truma.
What do you mean we don't hold by?
We don't hold by Shmuel's and Maestro's.
But Fachal, you have to take off Fachal, so you have to take off Chal. On the Rabbana level, you're fixing. So why is there a difference? Rabbana level, you're fixing. So you're, it looks like you're fixed it.
These holds that it's not the same as Trumas and Maisur. Trumas and Maisur, you don't need to take it off after Chutz La'aretz.
Of course, there's no Trumas and Maisur Chutz La'aretz, no such thing.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So these holds, it's not the Trumas and Maisur. It's here.
Yeah, what do you, Chala, always a Chala is the Rabbanah. Chala is the Rabbanah, short meaning. The whole issue of Trumas and Maisur is only in Eretz Yisrael.
Well, we said that it would look like the case of Trumas and Maisur. You're fixing it like
right,
Trumas and Maisur, so he's holding it.
It's the same problem, it looks
the
like
same
it.
Same problem, but there's no Trumas and Maisur, just
in Chala. Good, Chala. In Chala,
he's saying it looks like you're fixing it.
Right.
So even though reality is, you're not fixing it.
According to him, you are, because according to Shmuel, if he held like Shmuel, if you held like Shmuel, you could leave it over for the end. Then in reality, you're not fixing.
Then you're not fixing.
But it seems like it didn't hold like that. It seems like you have to take off in the beginning.
Right.
So since you have to take off, you're not fixing. Which means this food is unedible, right? If you don't go like Shmuel, you can't leave it over till the end. You always have to take off challah before you eat it, correct? So this food is unedible. If you don't hold like Shmuel, you can take off in the end. Right? See, like this food is unedible. And now I take off Chal, I made it edible. Right? So it looks like I fixed, right? So then it's also, so Abu the Shmuel holds. Seems to be holds. You have to take it off first. Therefore, when you take off the Chal, you look like you're fixing. Because it was unedible, and now it's edible. Right? Because according to Shmuel, you're not fixing anything. It's edible the whole time. You could leave it over at the end. You don't look like you're fixing. You want to take it off now? Fine, take it off now. It doesn't make a difference to us. You could take it off later. You didn't just matter the food. You didn't just fix the food and make it edible.
Which Shmuel says you can take it off
at the end.
Yeah,
because
I'm saying. Like
on Yom Tov, he wants you to do that because he doesn't want you to separate out. He doesn't want
right,
to. Yeah, because you'll do it after Shabbos. You'll say, okay, this piece is Yom Tov. Yeah, but according to Shmuel, there shouldn't be an issue to even. So according to Shmuel,
if you take it over the end, you should
be able to
take it over the
beginning. According to Shmuel himself, he doesn't care. One second.
No, you shouldn't take it off the beginning. You can take it off.
Right, he's not saying you shouldn't. Rather, I say, I don't know if you should take it off, but the point is it's not called fixing. Even if you would take it off in the beginning, you didn't fix anything just now. Because this challah is mutter. It's mutter to eat now. And the point you separated, very nice. You took it off first. But it's mutter the whole time. So there's no nirukim. The Rabbana would let you lechatchila, according to this, according to Abu the Shmuel. Yeah, according to Shmuel himself, the Rabbana would let you take off challah even from yesterday's do lechatchila. They would let you take it off because you didn't fix something just then, because you could have taken it off in the end. So you didn't fix anything. So Abu the Shmuel who says, if you rolled the dough yesterday, we don't let you take off challah today because nirukim is takin. Seems to be he's arguing on his son Shmuel, because according to Shmuel, it should come out logically. You're allowed to take off today because it doesn't look like you're fixing anything. Even though you did just, it's mutter either way.
Why does it look like you're fixing? Because it's Laura. He's holding that.
What, in Shmuel?
Yeah.
Because he holds. Because he holds, you could eat it anyway. You could eat it like this and leave over the last piece. I will say Brera.
And therefore it doesn't look like.
Rashi, that's what Rashi explained. Rashi says, even let's say you did take it off yourself. You didn't fix something just now.
Right.
You didn't do anything. You didn't fix just now. Right. So it seems to be Abu the Shmuel is coming out that you're not allowed to take off challah today, even in Chutzlar, you're not allowed to take off challah today, right? Which seems to mean he holds you have to take it off first,
right?
But Shmuel himself says even you don't have to take it off first; you can take it off later. So Rashi says even if you did take it off first, you didn't fix anything because either way it's mutter. So you didn't fix anything. According to Shmuel, so it seems like Mor wants to say it seems that Shmuel is Abu the Shmuel or Kalim Rabbi has come back and says no, it's not true. Could be Abu the Shmuel hold like Shmuel, right? So you could take it off after. But if you already took it off, then that's a problem. Because let's say you already took it off first, right? Is it the Gemara says is it called Truma? Yeah, right now it's called Truma. So right now you fixed. You right was edible and now it's edible. But right now it's called fixed. Let's see the Gemara inside. Oh my Rava answers. Says not a problem. Me like my de Shmuel. Wouldn't Shmuel agree? She'im kara alashe. That if you called on it a name, let's say you took off the chal, you say, this is a chal. You took it off first, you say, this is chal. On Yom Tov. Wouldn't he agree? She'asura lazarm's asr for Yisrael to eat it? So it's asr for Yisrael to eat it, correct? First, I wanted to say, even though you don't need to separate it at this point, but if you did separate it, and already it gets the name of challah, it's usher for Yisrael to eat this, then everybody will put it back into the ksira. You're right, either way you could eat the challah, you could eat it this way or that way. But once you took off, and you separated, and you gave it a shame challah, the Rabbanu already would make it ksira that you shouldn't do that either, also because it looks like you're fixed. You know, technically you're right, you could have eaten it, but that looks like it looks like the regular, it's part of the regular ksira. We don't let you take a trumus and maitras. Also, we wouldn't let you do this either. That's what the Gemara said. Milay, my the Shmuel, what did Shmuel agree to his father? She'im kar me, what did Shmuel agree? She'im kar Allah Hashem. If you call in the name of Chumi, took off the piece of Chuma. She'asur lazar was asur for Israel to eat. So Shmuel also agrees that it's called Chuma. You're right that you could have taken it off later and it's mutter anyway. But there is an aspect here that this piece is called Chuma. No matter what, that's the reality. And therefore what? So why is it still in the Gzeira? Oh, therefore, it still makes sense why the gzeira should be on it. Just like you can't take trumas and meister. Since this is called truma, that's what's in the gzeira, you can't take off trumas and meister. You write in our specific scenario, you didn't really fix anything just now. Because you could have taken off later. So it's not like you made it mutter, the food is mutter anyways. But since it's already called truma now, therefore now when it goes into the gzeira, we don't let you take off trumas and meister on yafta. That's what he wants to say.
You leave it over, it hasn't been gotten to the point of
being you don't give it to him. You don't give it to him until after Yom. Right. Yom Tov is always saying, okay, this is, say, by the way, this is true, and you can make his prayer for Yom Tov.
Right.
Yeah, you do that after Yom. But over here, he says, since you took it off first, that means self issues. Then it went back into the Xera, that we don't let you take true to mice. Which means, even though in this case you're right, you didn't matter anything just now. The bread could have been mutter either way. So you could have taken eating the bread and leave over a piece to end. But since when you took the piece off, it gets the name of Truma, it's part of the Xera of. The Rabbanu don't let you take off Trumas and Maisers on Yom.
So would Shmuel's father agree with Shmuel in this case?
That's what I'm saying. The Gemara saying Abu the Shmuel would agree. He was saying
so said Shmuel would agree with his father.
But that means the same thing.
Shmuel would agree with them also.
Yeah, they're agreeing with each other. Meaning they're not different. They're not, we thought Shmuel would be Shmuel would be lenient. We thought Shmuel would be lenient and let you take off the Trumas even the Chatchila. That's what we thought. Why do you know? Of course, I'll agree that since it gets the name Trumas us the Nazar, he wouldn't.
Right.
So therefore, he wouldn't let you. Therefore, he will also agree to, which means Shmuel will agree to his father that you cannot take off. Let's see Rashi. Mila mother Shmuel. Mila mother Shmuel. Afalpi, even though. Sicha. Sicha. Let's go there. Mila mother Shmuel. Afalpi. Let's see Rashi. Even though you don't have need to. This is what Rashi says. You're right, you don't need to. And it could have been mutter anyway. You don't need to separate it right now. If you called on it the name, you already separated it, you called on this piece the name of Truma. Shechal Allah, it's chal on it, it rests on it. Shem Chala, the name Chala, it's called Chala. Fa'asur lazarim, it's usher for Israel or strangers to Kuhuna to eat. Alma, so we see, say Shem Chuma, that has the name of Chuma on it. Therefore, east of a Chal, therefore it is in the rule, the general rule of Chazal that said, in Magbin and Chumas and Maisers for Yom Tov, you can't separate Chumas and Maisers on Yom Tov. So again, we say, you're right, you're not mamish fixing over here. And Abu and Shmuel agreed to Shmuel, you could take off afterwards, right? But the reason why Shmuel also would agree in this case, you can't do it, because since when you took off, it's called Truma, it's ready to exert now to take off Trumas and Maestras. So I'm going to say, oh, this case really looks like you're fixing, this case doesn't really look like you're fixing, right? What was our whole happening, huh? What was the Gemara's whole question that they argued? Because we said, an argument is not really fixing. The Chalim was there the whole time. Leave a piece at the end. Say, no. Since when Maestras, you separate that piece, it gets the name of Truma, you're right, you didn't mamish fix, because you could have waited till the end. But that goes into the Xera that you're not allowed to do that on Yom Tov. Fine, Shukar, Fach Hashem. So tomorrow we're going to have Chazar.